The judged winner of that show was Sean Ramsey, who is a delight to have with us tonight. He is someone who came to our training workshop for one of our outreach programs, and we heard about the slams and attended two, and on the third one, bravely decided that he was going to give it a chance and speak, and ended up the winner.
So here in Studio 360 today, depriving those three Phoenix firemen of their rightful place on stage, here at the Museum of Television and Radio is storyteller Sean Ramsey.
So it had been 10 days since the tragedy had happened, and again I found myself walking towards the promenade on Brooklyn Heights. And the promenade is a walkway on the western edge of Brooklyn that has these sweeping views of the financial district and the Brooklyn Bridge. And that is where I had watched events unfold on September 11th. And this morning I had gotten there early, and there were a few people sitting on the benches looking at the skyline. And I was surprised to see that the promenade was covered with memorials. I had seen on television that there were large displays in Washington Square Park and Union Square, but I guess I just didn't expect to see them here. And so I walked along the walkway, and there were these forests of half-melted candles and objects strewn about the ground. There was a plastic child's fireman's helmet with the words "Bravest" written across the front. There were flags strewn up along the railing, and a small quote framed on the ground by Martin Luther King decrying violence. There were flowers, a fresh vase of white roses, and all sorts of photographs and pictures and children's drawings of the Twin Towers themselves. And as I walked along, I noticed there were signs strewn about the railing as well. And these signs sort of came in two varieties. One were the quick photos that were obviously put together in the days right after the tragedy. They had a photograph of the person, maybe the first one that could be found, and a quick description of their physical characteristics and a phone number. And then there were these other signs that you saw. They were obviously hung up several days later, and they were more of an homage. They would have three or four photographs of the loved one that had been lost. And they were with family members or on vacation at the beach. And they were accompanied by messages like, "Katie always had such a great smile. We miss her so." And, "Davy, now you will have to look after us." And I walked along reading these messages and looking at these photographs, and I felt an immense sense of loss. You could feel the vacuum of the towers across the water there on the edge. And I felt connected to these faces and these families in a way I hadn't through all the news coverage and all the intellectualizing and all the discussions of war and revenge and vengeance. And as I walked along having this experience, I noticed that up ahead of me there was a sanitation truck, a small garbage truck, and some sanitation workers along the walkway. And they were holding these large plastic bags. And then beyond them, the walkway was clear. Everything had been stripped. No flowers, candles, objects, everything was gone. And obviously they were cleaning things up, and I became very angry. I thought, damn them. It's too soon that we need these things. We need to understand what has happened to us. We need to remember what happened that day and that we weren't finished grieving yet and that I wasn't finished grieving yet. And I thought I should say something. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I thought that it wasn't right that this was happening. And I walked over to them not knowing what I would say. I mean, I knew these were just people doing their job, but I had to say something. And as I got close, I realized that they weren't taking the things down. That as I watched, they were taking the plastic bags, and one by one, they were taking out the photographs and the letters and the signs, and they were carefully repairing the torn edges with cellophane tape and attaching them to the railing. And then I watched as they took out the candles and made small groupings, and they put toy fire trucks on the ground, and they put down the framed photographs, and they hung up the flowers upside down so that they would last longer. And as I watched this, I realized that it had rained heavily the night before. And apparently what had happened is the sanitation department had come out and collected all of these objects and stored them safely from the rain. And this morning was intently and carefully replacing every single one. Thank you.
That lovely story was by Sean Ramsey from The Moth. Sean's day job is helping to produce exhibitions for museums.